The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Get the power to do more with Sky's best ever Wi-Fi.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tuberty with you. It's Friday morning, the 28th of May 2021 at 4 minutes past nine. We are happy to be with you and thank you for being with us. We're here till 10 o'clock. You can text us on 51551 or email ryan@rte.ie. What have we got for you today? We have a lot going on. We've got a busy day today. So we've got some people we're going to talk to this morning. And then we're going to get busy for the rest of the day. And we'll see you tonight for the last Late Late Show of the season, which comes as a gentle relief to one and all. A wonderful bunch of people working behind the scenes there and here, by the way, day in, day out. And I love them and I appreciate all they do. And we've got there. So tonight we're going to be talking to... we've got to love some little surprises tonight that I'm not going to tell you about now because there'll be no point. But I will tell you that Katie Taylor is going to be with us tonight for a big interview. And I will tell you that Adam King will be joining us with his family. You haven't seen the whole family together. The mum, we've met his dad loads of times. He's a lovely man. And the whole family, actually a very, very gorgeous family, all told. And they have some news for us and they're going to come to studio. So we'll be meeting them all in the flesh. And it's just going to be lovely. I'm looking forward to it immensely. And on both the radio and TV teams this morning, very kindly, were very welcoming to me today because today I'm 48 years old and this is a very nice way for me to say thank you and goodbye to the Late Late Show for this season and thank you and goodbye to the radio show for a couple of weeks because I'm gone fishing, essentially, and mountain climbing, don't forget that. So they had lovely gifts of cakes and candles and balloons and all the fuss that I pretend I don't like but secretly love, and is really touching, actually really kind. So thank you for that. And yes, onwards Christian soldiers. Met out. This is good news as well for people who are getting a little bit break. Oh, I should say Oliver Callan will be with you as of Monday for a couple of weeks. So you're in extremely safe and, dare I say it, very funny hands too. His Callan's kicks, it's just a knockout. I listen to it on a Saturday normally because I'm busy on Friday, and so tune in to that tomorrow. And he's a great guy, and he will be brilliant here as he always is. The Irish Mirror are telling us that Met Aaron is forecasting a stunning weekend with highs of 21 degrees Celsius as glorious conditions are fully set to return. I just wanted to put that lovely sunny wind in your sails, if you can have such a thing. I'm mixing my metaphors, but you get the point. I think we're in for really beautiful weather in the next couple of weeks, so that's great. I mean, today it was in Dublin. It's really wet and it's grimy weather. But apparently it's just going to get better and better. Most areas starting dry with hazy sunny spells this morning. But rain in the southwest will then head across the country as the day progresses. Yeah, come on, give us the good news. The best of the sunny spells will be in Leinster and Ulster. The highest temperatures 13 to 17 degrees and up to 21. The bottom line is it's going to get better. So don't worry. Fret ye not. It's going to be fine. I was really taken by this photograph in some of the international papers this morning of Pope Francis. I nearly said Pope John Paul. He's so ingrained in my generation's head that every time I say Pope, you finish with John Paul. But Pope Francis, and he was going along, a rope line of people and say, hello, hello, nice to meet you. And this Polish priest obviously got his attention and he said, Holy Father, could I have you for a moment? And the Holy Father probably said, oh, here we go. But yes, what do you want? He said, I want to introduce you to Lydia. And Lydia is an older lady who doesn't look as old as she has to be because of the story I'm about to tell you. And he said, I want you to meet Lydia. And he said, okay, why? And he said, Lydia, explain to the Holy Father who you are. And Lydia didn't say one word. What she did was she rolled up her sleeve and she showed the Pope the tattoo that she got as a child in Auschwitz. And the Pope bent down, didn't say one word to her, just leaned down, kissed the tattoo, stood up again, looked her in the eye, and apparently something passed between them and he moved on. Isn't that eerie? I just thought that was an amazing picture. A vignette, if you like, of this massive sense of time and history and the Vatican and the Holocaust and life and death and all the things to go with it. It's just a remarkable story. And so if you're near your computer and want to see that picture, it is just incredible. And also, it's a picture that I often say, if you're a history teacher or if you're just a mum or dad, show your kids that, because this is while it's still alive, excuse me, while people like Lydia are still alive, and they can tell that amazing story. It's a picture well worth looking at this morning. Yeah, Joe Biden, he's a great man for the letters, and he sends beautiful letters to people. I'm very lucky to have one, which he handwrote years ago after he came to Ireland, and I introduced him to something. But it's a really special letter for me. I'm a big fan of letters, and have a few in frames that I treasure, and his is one of them. But he sent a letter to the Mayo Roscommon Hospice Foundation thanking them for their support in his presidential campaign. Of course, you know that his family tree goes to Ballina and the Cooley Peninsula in County Louth. But his cousin works at the Hospice Foundation, and President Biden turned the first sod there in 2017. That must have been when he was in Dublin as well. And he just wrote this lovely letter to the CEO of the hospice, Martina Jennings, and to the chairman, Mike Smith, saying hospice care is about dignity and support and respect. Because of your empathy and care, he wrote, I know the people of Mayo will be treated with the utmost decency and humanity during their time of greatest need. And he goes on to say that it's an honour that my son Beau's soul lives in the fabric of this special family. He's never far away from his son, is he? His Beau, he often and always, often mentions him, which I think is very sweet and very healthy. To always remember somebody who died who's close to you, rather than trying to suppress it as too grim a memory to bring up. But God bless you, he says, and those whom you care for with love and dignity at Mayo Roscommon Hospice Foundation. What a thoughtful letter, meaningful thing to do. So that's President Biden showing him at his best. Lovely thoughtful books, actually, by Emma Leddon. Some of you might remember Emma Leddon from back in the day as a presenter on different things. But she's got this series of books, and they're illustrated by Lola Svetlova, All the Rainbow's Colours and My Mammy Knows Everything. Lovely Irish books, great productions on them, in fairness, about fairness and kindness. So well done to her. I just wanted to mention those because they landed on my desk and thought they were very, very lovely. A lovely anthology of poetry too, actually, from Arto Suluan, and indeed from Ethna Hand, who we, of course, would know from around here. And they were lovely things to arrive on your desk, because nothing like poetry for a little bit of reflection. And it's something that I think I'm growing into, strangely, poetry, as I get older, rather than something that I would have run away from maybe when I was a bit younger. A Dublin hair salon, meanwhile, as we bounce around the morning here, is getting a lot of love on Instagram for its decision to offer silent appointments to customers at its Castleknock base. Hive Salon, the owner there, Hannah Kenny, posted the announcement, according to Evoke.ie, and it has already had nearly 2,000 likes. The post explained why the Dublin hair salon has made the move. It said, since reopening 3 weeks ago, we've thought long and hard about this topic. Silent appointments are not for everyone, but we want to care for our clients the best we can, so this will give our clients an option. Taxi drivers might consider the silent taxi driver option. And I say that because sometimes I get into a taxi and all I want to do is talk to them and have the crack. But I know some people, I'm happy with a chat in the taxi, but I know some people come, you know, will say, God, I'm exhausted. I was asked 5 million questions, but that's because they're just interested. But silent options. It's like you can have an option to listen to the show silently. You just turn it off. So you have that option if you want it. Arlene Foster is planning to dedicate her time to combating online abuse. Or some of her time, I presume. She said, what I worry about is when people who act on Twitter as if it's the Wild West that can say whatever they like, and then others join in and pile on to cause maximum harm and maximum damage. I think it's important that that is called out, and so the anonymity piece has to be challenged, I think. I'm not suggesting that people have to put their true names there if there's a reason why they don't want to do that. But she said she wanted to take on online trolls for young people and women seeking to enter public life. And I think that's really, really admirable. Like I say, she was on the Late Late Show with us. I was very impressed by her. And I think that for her to pursue that line of career change, if you like, is really healthy and very generous. So that's Arlene Foster. I didn't love the sounds I was hearing coming from Edwin Poots on the news headlines earlier on. So I think there'll be lots of work to do in the diplomatic corps with our friends in Ivy House and beyond in the next number of weeks, months, and possibly years. Does anyone remember, did anyone actually buy a CD, but more likely a vinyl 45 single, of Milli Vanilli back in the 1890s? Did you buy Milli Vanilli? And because Milli Vanilli, just in case you're too young to know, they were a German-French act And they were the guy called Rob and Fab, right? And they sang. Not only did they sing, they had great hits. They won the 1989 Grammy for Best New Artist. I mean, people loved Milli Vanilli. Girl, you know it's true. Anyone loved Milli Vanilli? That's pretty pedestrian stuff to me. But nevertheless, they did, and they won the Grammy. The problem was Milli Vanilli didn't sing. They couldn't sing. The two lads were just front men. They were puppets to the musical Geppettos who pulled the vocal strings above their heads. And why am I telling this? Because one of the Geppettos, the puppet, the string pullers, John Davis, has died at the age of 66, which is very sad because he died of coronavirus, of all things. But he was one of the singers who did the singing while Milli Vanilli pretended they were a real band. But they were caught out and they had to give the Grammy back. So that didn't really end too well. Beautiful Kinsale, there's a bookshop there. I've been in that bookshop, it's gorgeous. But I think I got from this piece in the Irish Examiner, they're selling it. So now you can own a bookshop, Notting Hill style, and you can either keep it as a bookshop or you can move into it and have a beautiful three-story, older era, characterful property with residential accommodation on the upper two floors, so a buyer can live over the business and rent it separately, or simply buy it as an investment and lease the ground floor for continued or varied retail use. What a lovely, it's a lovely little place, and that is for sale. Retailing at €475,000 in Kinsale. Good. All right, 51551. Spare a thought, okay, Linda, I will, for the many secondary school students who are finishing up for the summer today after a seriously challenging year for students and parents alike. Oh, I always do. And that's it was very useful, actually, to be at the school I was in, that lovely school, in School Wirra, the day before yesterday, because I got a sense of those poor, not to say poor, they probably wouldn't hate like that, but certainly the sense that the school children of Ireland were kind of robbed of so much. I know a lot of people feel a bit robbed of different things, but school children I have a particular empathy for. So, yeah, I wish them well. And the teachers were just really amazing. So I'm delighted. Now, let's see. 51551, welcome to the 48 Club, Ryan. Thank you. I'm actually happy enough about that. I've been there since February. Feels like the same as 47. On your trek to Kerry. Oh, yes, Kerry. Try to climb. Do the climb at the end of your 2 weeks in case of injury. I'll climb when I want to climb. That's what I'm going to do. God damn it. I'm 48 years old now and I'm going to. I know my own mind. I have a dreadful fear of heights, says Mary, by email, but always wanted to climb Carrin Tuathail. Mainly because I had my very adventurous family of four. I was the only one who hadn't. And a few years back, I read the book Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. So I decided I'm going to do it for my 50th. 2 years later, without lockdown as an excuse, I rounded up the Fab Four. Wednesday of this week, we took off from Limerick, got breakfast rolls and a few bottles of water in Newcastle West on the way. We were blessed with glorious weather. We arrived at Cronin's Yard, 11:30, took off along a most beautiful track, then up the infamous Devil's Ladder, which was tough but manageable. I would be fairly active, average fitness level. When we got to the top, I can't explain the feeling of excitement and achievement and emotion and joy. The views were out of this world. The people we met along the way and at the top were amazing, friendly smiles, words of encouragement. It was great. For me, the hardest part, says Mary, was the descent. Going up, I kept telling myself, don't look down. But going down, you kind of have to. So we came down Brother O'Shea's Gully. Seriously, there was one or two occasions that the fear was getting the better of me. The only feeling greater than reaching the top of Carrin Tuathail was reaching the bottom. Yeah, the heavenly gates for me were the ones leaving Cronin's Yard. So yesterday I couldn't move my legs. And I was stiff as a poker to go upstairs. I got flashbacks. Very good. The whole experience was the biggest mix of emotions I ever felt in one day. Anticipation, excitement, fear, joy, fun, pain, peace, beauty, people. Am I glad I did it? 100%. An amazing adventure. Would I do it again? God, no. I don't know how to feel about any of that. But good. Thank you for that. And I'm definitely doing it. I am 100% committed to doing it. And it's going to help. So as I was saying to Oliver this morning by text, you may need to pack some extra clothes because I might not be back in 2 weeks. It could all go perishing. In that case, in case that happens, but it's been lovely. Thank you. But thank you for your company and I've enjoyed every minute. Happy birthday. Thank you, bro. Have a lovely holiday. Well, thanks for recommending Collins Barracks. It's amazing. Yeah, get there, everybody. And I got a lovely little figurine, like a toy soldier, but of Michael Collins there. Quite heavy, like the lead. You know, some people used to paint them Prince Valiant, is that what they were called? And make them in the pots. But it was a lovely gift shop with loads to pour over, which I loved doing. Ryan, it's worth popping into the Strawberry Field Pancake Cottage in Blackwater, just over the road from Moll's Gap and Karen Tuchel. Very popular with locals and tourists, and a favourite of Colin Farrell's while filming The Lobster at the Park Masilla Hotel in Sneem. It was lovely to have met you, Grace, and the team and Ken Mayer on your Wild Atlantic Way tour in 2018. If you ever want to spend some time on a real farm, you're welcome anytime. And we did enjoy that immensely, so thank you. I'll be all around that part of the world, so yeah, I'll do as much as I can. Some of the production team behind Milli Vanilli were also behind Boney M, who also didn't sing their own songs. Tom, you're killing me here. But thank you, Tom and Ross Lowry, our old friend. How are you doing? Dave and Dean Kildare says, Rob from Milli Vanilli sadly died afterwards. He took his life by, he couldn't live with the shame. Oh no, just another casualty of the music industry. God, damn, that's grim. Grim story. Tim from Cork was on to say, I would not recommend you climb the mountain via O'Shea's Gully and not to descend via the Heavenly Gates, not as a first timer. You should go up via the Hydra Road and descend via the zigzags. The first two are very steep and very demanding. There's no easy route, but you should not do the first two to start. If you have even the slightest fear of heights, you'll know what I mean if you do them. It's pretty menacing email, isn't it? I mean, I know it's advice, but it's kind of scared the bejays out of me now. Thanks for that, Tom. I will go with adults, though. I mean, I'm not going to just hoof it up there in my leather shoes going, hello, I'm looking for the pub. No. We won't do that. At 9:20 this Friday morning, shall we bring in Lady Ella? We shall. Oh, my God in heaven. That's beautiful, Ella Fitzgerald. And the way her voice cracks at the end always gets me every time you two. Treat yourselves, by the way. Download even a best of Ella Fitzgerald album and you are on the road to great, beautiful musical things in your life. Right. Do we have to do a quiz today or can we just cancel it? No, like it's a special day. No, we have to do it, do we? What head have you got for me today to torture? And not to mention our poor listeners. Reconnect with all the family this summer at the award-winning Castleknock Hotel in Dublin. That's what we're offering you today. How about that? All right. Two-night bed and breakfast plus one dinner with their generations experience. Oh, this is nice. A tailored staycation package for the whole family. So this is located in the very pretty village of Castleknock, surrounded by lush green countryside. Castleknock Hotel is the perfect location for getting together the whole family this summer. So the generations experience includes two nights accommodation for a family of four and this is the lovely twist, two additional family members. So you'll have breakfast every morning, three-course dinner on one evening in the 22 bar and restaurant or indeed the Earth and Vine and access to the Tonic Health Club and swimming pool. With its spacious rooms, choice of outdoor dining areas, excellent locations next to Phoenix Park and a short drive into the city, Castleknock Hotel is a perfect place to reconnect with the whole family this summer. If you're lucky, we'll send you there. If you're not, don't worry, you can still look them up on castleknockhotel.com. T&C supplies, prices subject to availability. Now, 51551 is the text still, but you can call us on that number if you want to take part in the quiz, which is great. Climbed Karen Tuchel every Stephen's Day for about 15 years in Wellington boots. Wow, that's pretty impressive. You'll ace it. Okay, I love that. That's a bit more like it. Enthusiasm and encouragement, we need that. All right, loads of texts. Ryan Goosebumps there says, Helen, about the amazing opportunity those schools are receiving. We love reading all because my mam brought us twice a week to Mrs. Foley's library in Dunshockland. That's what it's all about. I've been up the mountain, this Karen Tuchel, a few times by the Devil's Ladder. Great experience. I don't want to dampen things, but Google how O'Shea's Gully got its name. Oh, no. Everyone loves to bring bad news to your door. I don't want to know if it's really miserable. Greetings from Clonakilty, says Philip. Talking about mountains, today, May the 28th, is the feast day of 11th century St. Bernard of Monjou, the patron of the Alps, and of course, after whom the rescue dogs were named. There you are. That's news to me. Thank you. Leslie's in City West. Just enjoy your beautiful walk or your climb or your adventure up Karen Tuchel. I'm booked in for a guided walk up Devil's Ladder at the end of June and I can't wait. It'll be as I turn 46. So is mountain hiking a thing for us 40-somethings to do before we get roundy birthday type thing? Maybe it is. Yeah, it was suggested to me by a pal and you should try it sometime. And I thought, yeah, and that's where it came from. So maybe that's what it is. Milli Vanilli. Oh, God, yeah. We're gorgeous. Okay, it didn't matter who was singing. Oh, Rob Pilatus, the most amazing. Oh, you're so super fit. You people, what is wrong with you? Shall we take a break? We will. Right, let's see what you're saying there. Meanwhile, on text, listening to you speaking to the CEO of Children's Books Ireland and the wonderful donations. It's great news. One thing I'd like to add, though, is that many teachers I know pay for their own class libraries so that their pupils have access to new books. My own partner buys new books every year, some of it reimbursed from the school, thus becoming the school's books. But he also buys a lot himself to keep and share with his classes year after year. And this isn't something the parents are aware of. A lot is asked of them in terms of paying for textbooks, supplies, etc. But many teachers pay for the books and art supplies out of pocket, as there's not enough money in the school to cover costs for the year. And some parents can't afford to pay any subs. And this is something to keep in mind when people talk about the supposedly easy time teachers have. Many of them are contributing to children's lives and education in a positive way, but silently, without acknowledgement of the extra mile they go. That is kind regards a proud partner. Well, you know my feelings at this stage, I hope, towards and about teachers, and so I'm on your side on that front, that's for sure. I was 70 last year, good, and I joined the Tralee Mountaineering Club. Lovely. Yeah, and I love it. One word of warning, work on your quads before any steep climb, otherwise you will suffer. You won't be able to climb the stairs for a week. I had been going to the gym for a few years doing squats and lunges, etc. I'll be all right then. You'll be grand. Don't mind your man and his hydro road. Oh, Laurie, he was only trying to help. But anyway, once you go with a guide, you'll be in good hands. End of story. The only thing is, if it's warm, I'd bank on way more than 1 litre of water. We needed 5 on a hot day and be prepared for the four seasons. We live 10 minutes away and can see it all the time. Right now, the skies are blue, but the mountain is shrouded in cloud. Best of luck and enjoy. I will. Ryan, you need to do the Big 5 challenge. Ah, Mary, Laura, Big 5 challenge. I haven't even... Anyway, in the Reeks district, Karen Toohill, cycle around the Reeks Mountains, surf on Inch, no. Stand up paddleboard at night and stargaze. It sounds lovely, but I think I'll just stand on terra firma. Turned 60 last week, still feeling 48, so have no fear. The most amazing birthday I've had, topped with the present from my wife of a recording session in Wimbledon Studios. If you don't mind, never too old to rock. Happy indeed. Would you have a minute to wish the Irish hockey squad, the ladies, as you say in brackets, good luck for the start of their European tournament this week? But of course, thank you from Nora Scott and Sandy. Delighted. Good luck to you all. And have fun getting there, as I'd like to say. Dermot says, take great heart. I've done Karen Toohill several times over the years, but my special climb was for my 70th. It's a truly wonderful experience. So waiting to hear your experience after your trips, and welcome to Kerry. Thank you very much. The Museum of Glass, Seattle, is a world-renowned epicentre of glass arts, as Catherine of Stillorgan, ex-resident of Seattle. Thank you for that. I'm 61. I've climbed Karen Toohill over 200 times. Gosh. Tomorrow, I'll be guiding my 29-year-old son in his first climb on the mountain. It'll be a beautiful experience, heartwarming and emotional. It's a wonderful place to be. So don't be worried. Let the mountain draw you in. Embrace it, and you will. It'll let you up and down safely. Dom, a proud Galway man living in Clare. Oh, you're combining the two best counties in the country there. Now, it's the awe of nature. Remember the conversation I had yesterday about the madness at the end of the world and the trip on the boat around Antarctica? The way he wrote nature in that book is just amazing. So that lovely expression that the listener there used about the draw of the mountain, I can feel that. It's like when you hear the call of the West and going fishing and the beautiful peace and tranquility and zen you feel like that. That's all ahead of me, I think. So thank you for that. Weirdly, I had to try and find a copy of Madness at the End of the World yesterday. Could I get one? No. I needed it, but I couldn't get one. It was for a gift, but stupid me. All right, 13 minutes to 10. Back shortly.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
11 minutes to 10. My mum grew up on the grounds of Strokes Town House, says a text, as my grandfather was a gatekeeper. Yeah, some stories to tell. Must bring her to see the exhibition. Keith, get busy with that and sort it out. And it says, I know many teachers in Dacia schools who during pandemic times, bought food for distribution to their students and families. And this goes under the radar. Well, not anymore. I'm glad you mentioned that this morning. Myself and my now wife, Claire, says John, climbed Karen Toohill on our honeymoon last week, and we're still married. Well, if you can do that, lovely trip. Ireland's the best country in the world to live in, and we're very lucky. Well, I would concur with that completely. I think we'll go, yeah. Billy Joel, 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 Joel. Great song. Okay, we're going to do the quiz after this quiz. You know, lads, I'll be back in 2 weeks, but thank you for the, just it's just been suggested that you were writing very, very nice things. Basically, you're the opposite of Twitter. So thank you for that, and very, very thoughtful. And, you know, obviously we appreciate you being with us, and the team sometimes help as well. So that's good. Right, that's where we're going to leave it for today and for a couple of weeks. As I say, Oliver will be in with you on Monday to mind yours all. Thank you, Siobhan. Thank you, Grace. Thank you, Ailish. Thank you, Tara, David, Susan, Jack, for everything to pull the show together this last little while. Appreciate it. And to you particularly, the listeners, for being our friends every morning. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks. But do stay tuned for Oliver. And more light, more immediately, I should say, stay tuned for Claire. And we'll see you tonight on the last late, late show of the season. Mind yourselves.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.